Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever you are listening to this, I hope that it finds you in very good health. My name is Jordan McClain, and I am here to let you know that the following podcast is scheduled for one fall. So, this episode, I'm doing something a little different. Unfortunately, I still do not have access to the internet to do the show as I want to do it. To make a long story short, we moved into a new apartment that was not already wired for the internet. In order to get the cable company to wire our apartment for internet, we have to have a letter from the owners that says that they can do it. For whatever reason, like 2 weeks in now, the owners have not given us our letter so that we can schedule the cable company to come out so that we can get the internet so that I can do the podcast. So until I get the internet and I'm able to do this thing fully, we're going to try some different things. Still wrestling related, just different from the typical format, different from what I typically do. For those who don't know, I announced recently that I am starting my own wrestling promotion named Our Culture Pro Wrestling. If you want to check that out, we have social media pages up right now as well as a YouTube. I'll be sure to put those handles in the show notes. You can follow on Facebook, Our Culture Pro Wrestling. Instagram, same thing, Our Culture Pro Wrestling. Twitter is Our Culture Pro. If you do know, and you've already supported it by following the social media or sharing anything that's already been posted, then thank you so much for that early support, because it means a lot to me and my team that you guys are supporting it. Some people have asked, so I decided today I'm going to dedicate the show to just talking more about that, going a little more in depth about that. Why am I doing it? Why, you know, what's the premise behind it? All that good stuff. So I guess to start out, OCPW is created out of straight up necessity. Having my own promotion has been a lifelong dream of mine, but I recently saw the chance to bring it through, to bring it to fruition because of the need for it. I've been in the business for just over 2 years now, as a lot of you know, and in that time, I've held a number of hats such as ring announcer, host, videographer, graphic designer. I've been a part of a creative team. I've been a part of the booking committee. My primary work has been in handling the social media. I've done a lot in a short amount of time. In that time, I noticed that there was a serious lack of representation in pro wrestling, specifically in the Southeast. With the promotions that I've worked with, almost every single one has been predominantly white, male, and heterosexual. Now, before anybody decides to jump down my throat, I am not saying that there is anything wrong with being white or male or heterosexual. The problem comes when an entire locker room looks like that. While I can point out plenty of talent of color, LGBT talent, and talented ass women. As I said, I worked with a few promotions. Some are known, some are not. One thing that I can say is that during my time of working with promotions, I got asked my opinion on talent. Always, 100% of the time, when I was asked, who should we bring in? Who do you think would be a good fit? Who, you know, who do you recommend from your work? Because this is what I do. I sit back and I watch talent most of the time. 100% of the time, I picked a minority. I picked a person of color. I picked a queer person. I picked a woman. And sometimes I would pick people who were at the intersection of one or more of those groups. Again, I want to stress this. All of the people that I personally have worked with were 100% open to the idea of bringing in different people that I suggested. However, sometimes, most of the time, it did not work out. Eventually, I got tired of trying because it began to feel like nobody was actually hearing me. Nobody was hearing me say that diversity is needed to keep the attention of an audience. Nobody was hearing me say that this black person or this queer person or this woman would be somebody good and unique to bring into the fold. I got tired of asking, almost begging, for something different in the area. So instead of asking, instead of begging for something different in the area, I just said, fuck it, I'll do it. So if you go to the OCPW social media, you will find an introductory video. The introductory video that I made talks about the three pillars of OCPW and what we stand on within our company. Our three pillars are inclusivity, creativity, and community. These things, to me personally and to the team, we consider these three things to be the most important to us as a company right now. These are three things that I personally have seen a lack of in pro wrestling in this area. So right now I'm going to break these things down for you guys. Inclusivity. I, as a black man and as a gay man, know what it's like to be the only one in the room. The only representation in the entire building. For those who don't know, I got my start in the business as one half of the Marking Out Boys with my best friend, Tevin. And when we started, we kind of skyrocketed pretty fast. To the point where we got to working within a year of doing Marking Out and being the Marking Out Boys, we were working for a few promotions. When we worked in the business full time, he and I actually talk about this frequently. We cannot tell you the number of times where he and I were literally the only black people in the entire building. There were some shows that we would work, some shows that we would go to as the Marking Out Boys, and we were the only black people in the whole building. I'm not just talking about performers. I'm not just talking about the what the locker room looked like. I'm talking about the locker room, the crowd, the people at the concession stand, the people who work next door. Tevin and I were the only black people in the entire room. Sometimes it would be a room of hundreds of people, and we would still be the only black people there. There have been times where, to my knowledge, I have been the only gay person in the room. Maybe the only LGBT person, period, in the room. Thankfully, I have not experienced any overt harassment or anything behind that. But I have found myself with some bad anxiety over that. It's a natural anxiety of being the only one. I don't know how many of you have experienced that. I know a couple of my friends have. They will, a couple of my wrestler friends, they will attest to that anxiety of being the only something or other in the room. The only black person, the only woman, the only LGBT person. It's for those who have never experienced that, it is not a great feeling. Inclusivity is important to me and to OCPW as a whole because I don't want anyone to ever feel that way. I don't want anyone to feel out of place. Nobody should feel out of place. I don't want young wrestlers, or even wrestlers that are way more seasoned in this business, to feel like they're walking into our locker room and have to be anything other than themselves. I want you to be able to feel at peace and at home when you work an OCPW show. No matter what background you come from or what lifestyle you're living, no matter your gender, your sexuality, your religion, none of that should matter. And I want to make sure that none of that does matter in OCPW. I want everyone to feel like they are at home when they are in our locker room. And that's exactly why inclusivity is so important to us. And not only that, not just performers, we want our fans and our supporters to feel that way too. We want our fans to feel well represented, and we want them to feel like they can come to our show and be whoever it is that they are. That's ultimately what our goal is with inclusivity. We want the locker room to feel comfortable and feel like home to any and every performer that comes through. And we want our fan base to feel like they are seen, they are heard, and they are well represented within OCPW. Because unfortunately, as I spoke about earlier, it's no fun being the only one. It's no fun at all. So that's inclusivity for us. Next up is creativity. Now, I've been in the entertainment field for a really long time. I've only been in wrestling for just over 2 years, but I've been in the entertainment world for a long time. And I've been a creative person my whole life. I understand the value of creativity in a world where so much of our thinking is done by the little computers that we have in our pockets. And one thing that I've noticed is that a lot of people equate having money, especially in this business, a lot of people equate having money with being creative. And that is not the case, not by a long shot. Creativity is one of those things, as I said in the introductory video, that is considered a cornerstone of professional wrestling. Every single piece of pro wrestling has to have some bit of creativity in it. The storytelling, the actual in-ring physicality, the gear, all of it has to do with creativity in some way, shape, or form. I think personally that people forget about how much creativity really goes into this business, especially from a storytelling standpoint. A lot of people think it's as simple as putting this guy versus that guy, or that girl versus this girl, and boom, we're good to go. You've got a show. Again, not the case. There has to be some thought and effort put into what you're producing, because pro wrestling, at its base, is live performance art. If it's boring, if it's nonsensical, the crowd ain't gonna give a shit. And if the crowd doesn't give a shit, you've lost everything that you've worked for. There's no point in whatever it is that you're trying to do. Another side of that is the restraint that a lot of performers are put under creatively. I won't say any names because it's not my story to fully tell, but I have watched wrestlers who have had fantastic stories not get to perform the story that they needed to really get off. They were not given the proper platform to do it because some people think it's this. A lot of people in this business operate with it's my way or the highway. kind of mentality. Now, I understand the story needs to be told, and I understand that the booker is the writer. They are the ones typically who come up with each story. The stories need to be told, but I emphatically believe that every performer has the ability to contribute to the storyline with their own creativity. It genuinely, I think, has to be a collaboration. If you don't believe creativity is a part of the game, you're straight up fumbling your bag, dog. If you're the boss, like I said, you 100% should be telling the story that you want to tell. But I don't think that there is anything wrong with consulting any talent and making sure you have their character and presentation correct. Collaborate, because one person cannot, under any circumstances, run the game themselves. Finally, let's talk about community. Community is personally the big pillar for me. One thing I've always been told about this business since I got into it is to leave the business better than you found it. I personally believe the same can be said for a community. Leave it better than you found it. Think about this for a second. You, as a promotion, as a business, are expecting people within your community to come out and spend their hard-earned money to support you and your goals and your vision. You want people in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a panorama, to come out to see a wrestling show. The least you can do, the absolute least that you can do, is give back to that community somehow. Again, I have been lucky enough in my short career thus far to work with promoters and work with bookers who gave back what they could when they could. So for me, it feels like a no-brainer. If I'm setting up shop somewhere and I'm wanting the community to be an active part of my business, why should my business not be an active part of my community? Me and my team are already in discussions about what we can do to give back to our local community. And I'm really, really excited to do anything that I possibly can, big or small. Ultimately, what is the overarching, the overall end game? What do I hope to accomplish? And what do we hope to accomplish? Ultimately, I want to create a space for performers to actually perform. I want to have the kind of people come in that promoters are too scared to book and won't take a chance on because they don't fit a mold or because promoters don't think that they will translate well. Believe it or not, I've heard that about myself a couple of times. I want the misfits. I want the people who, you know, have a certain presence and a certain swagger about them that doesn't fit that cookie cutter pro wrestling, white meat, baby face type of deal. You know, I want good talent. Don't get me wrong. And the talent that we're looking at right now, I think that they are all fantastic. But that's, therein lies my point. I want you to watch an OCPW show and know that this talent is here in OCPW because we genuinely believe in them. I'm not booking anybody. We are not booking anybody. Just because we're friends. We're not booking anybody just because somebody owes somebody a favor. We're not booking anybody just because we're related. These are all things that I've seen in my adventures. if you see someone booked on an OCPW show, it's because we believe in them. We see something in them. We trust them with their creativity and with their knowledge of the game, however expansive or minimal. We trust them. We believe that they can put on the best performance that can possibly be put on. This cog in this wheel is an important part. I've seen a lot of promotions where, you know, guys and girls have been there and have been treated like their presence wasn't important. And I don't subscribe to that. I believe that if you are on a show, it's because you are important. It's because you have a place, whether your place is a 5-minute pre-show match or your place is a 30-minute main event. Or somewhere in between all that. You have a place. Your place matters. Whatever that place is. Whether you're in the ring wrestling or you're sitting next to the ring as the ring announcer. Whether you're sitting on commentary or you're backstage doing interviews. Whether you're selling concessions or you're taking tickets or you're simply ringing the ring bell. Whether you're the cameraman or whether you're in the crowd taking pictures for the social media. Every little piece of a show has to work together in damn near perfect harmony to make a show worth it. And that's the kind of environment that I want to cultivate in OCPW. I want everyone who comes to OCPW, whether you're working or just experiencing it, to know that you are important and you matter. If you're not important to anybody else, you're important to me. Your support is important to me. Your work is important to me. I want a space for people to be creative and be themselves 100% authentically. Because, again, I know what it feels like to code switch for the sake of unfamiliarity. I know what it feels like to walk into a locker room and not be able to be who you are because you don't know who these people are and you don't know how they will take you. Like I said, I want to have that environment where people feel like they're at home. I want you to be able to come up in here and have a good time, no matter how long you're there. I want you to be able to have a good time. And I want you to be able to be you, the you that you want to be, not the you that I think you should be. Because I, unlike a lot of promoters, understand that it's not my job, per se, to mold anybody. Whether that be performer or fan, it's not my job to mold anybody. It's my job to accept people as they are and work with what I'm given. That's how I see it. I'm sure if you ask any other promoter, they will think you'll get, if you ask 10 different promoters other than me what their job is, you will probably get 10 different answers. Some a lot more simple, some a lot more complex. Lastly, I want a promotion that becomes a part of the community and gives back just as much as it takes. Because I keep saying it, a promotion, a business of any kind is only as good as the support and the people who support it. If the people feel like you're just there to cheat them, if the people feel like you're not really there to do anything with or for them, then the people are going to feel like they don't have to do anything for you. The people are going to feel like you're no better than anybody else. The people are going to feel like they don't have a reason to come support you. Why would they come support you when you don't support them? That's all. Ultimately, that's my goal. I want an environment where people feel safe. I want an environment where creators can create. And I want an environment that outlasts me. I want that. That is OCPW for now. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. If you like what you are hearing right now, be sure to subscribe and follow the podcast wherever you're listening. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and any number of other podcast apps. Wherever you're listening to this right now, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Also, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Jordan McClain to keep the conversation going. Let's get back to the show. So, there you have it. The beginnings of OCPW, what we are coming into this thing, what we're about. It's only up from here. It's only up from here. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into the show this week. If you're interested in keeping up with OCPW, then follow us on social media. Like I said, on Facebook, Our Culture Pro Wrestling. Instagram is Our Culture Pro Wrestling. And Twitter is at Our Culture Pro. We're following people back every single day, and we're looking at new talent every single day. So if you're talent out there, be sure to follow us on social media. That's the easiest way to get in front of us if you would like to be a part of what we're doing here. That's the easiest way to get in front of us, because we check and see who's following, who has followed us throughout the day. And if you are a performer, not just a wrestler, ring announcer, commentary, manager, backstage interviewer, anything of the sort, if you follow us and we see that you are a performer, 9 times out of 10, we'll follow you back. You're on our radar at that point. So give us a follow on all the social medias. Make sure you're following my personal social media, because things are happening over there as well. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Jordan McClain. Thank you guys for rocking with me. Thank you guys for showing support and excitement about this thing, man, because it really means the world to all of us, the people that I have working with me. They'll become known as time goes on, if that's what they so choose to do. But I can speak for everybody working on this thing right now when I say thank you so much for your support, for your love. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to try to come back every single week. Hopefully we're getting back to a regular show style show here soon, but who knows? But yeah, every week we're going to make it work somehow. I love you guys. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Make sure you're tuned in. Make sure you guys are listening to my interview series with various wrestlers. Part 2 of my interview with Brandon Watley just came out. It's on this same feed. So wherever you're listening to this, just scroll back a little bit and you'll see part 1 and part 2 of my interview with Brandon Watley. Part 3 comes out next week, I believe, next Wednesday. is when that's set to come out. So yeah. Thank you guys. I love you guys. I'm out.